أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا النجوم طمست، وإذا السماء فرجت، وإذا الجبال نصفت، وإذا الرسل أقتت. In the beginning of the surah, Surah Dahr, Surah Mursalat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken five qasams, which are either all five of the winds or four of the winds that are blowing, and the one is of the zikr which the malaika bring down and put into each and everything of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And by these winds that are blowing, and it was also explained that a person can easily comprehend the coming of the day of Qiyamah, like those tornadoes and those strong hurricanes which just smash everything in their way. How they smash it all up, by that a person can understand that how this world will also come to an end one day. And also these winds that blow and make all the clouds come together and then cause heavy rains to come down there where floods come, or whether it is the farishtas according to some tafsirs. And then those same malaika or the wind separate those clouds again and they go in different directions again. That is also a clear sign of the coming of Qiyamah, when all people will be gathered in one place and then they will be sent to different places from there again. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, after taking these five qasams, says that undoubtedly the day of Qiyamah is a definite happening and it is going to happen. And many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explained how Qiyamah will come. For example, in one place Allah says, you will see that the people are drunk, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, but they won't be drunk, وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ الشَّدِيدِ, but the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will be severe. The day of Qiyamah will be a very, very severe day, very, very hard day. So Allah Ta'ala explains some aspects here. فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ فِرْ جَبْ تَعَرِ مِتَعَي جَعِ, and it will be a time when the stars will be blotted out, their luster will be taken out. They will be just like gone dead. There is no life in them. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ, or جَبْ آسْمَان مِنْ جَرَوْكَ پَرْ جَعِ, and when the skies will split, and then you will see cracks and crevices and like windows in the sky. At the moment the sky looks to us that it is just one blue, but then we will realize that the people will realize at that time that the sky is a solid thing which has now cracked, and we can imagine, get some idea of it. May Allah protect us all. But if there is a real storm and our roof has blown away, our ceiling also cracks, and we can see now the sky from there, we can imagine how a person will feel, whether it is in the day or whether it is in the night, and he has to see that his roof is gone and his ceiling is all cracked, everything, and he can see the sky from there. Like that on the day of Qiyamah, we will see the sky like that. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ نُصِفَتْ or جَبْ بَحَارْ اُرَادِيَ جَعِ, and when the mountains will be split apart and they will fly like cotton wool. At the moment you see the mountains are so solid objects, and in fact as explained in the Quran Sharif, the purpose of the mountains is to keep the earth on its place, so that the balance of the earth remains properly. So when the mountains will fly and they will be split into splinters and they will fly like cotton wool, then this world will also not remain on its place. Like a person working on his office desk and there is a wind from the window, or the fan is on and the papers are flying around, he puts some weights on those papers to keep them on their place. But if he removes the weights, those papers fly around for everywhere. Or like on a windy day, if you drop a piece of paper and you run after it and the wind blows it further and further, and you are running after it, like that on the day of Qiyamah, when the mountains will fly, then we can imagine what will be the condition of the earth, how it will be completely out of balance also, and it will also like break up and tear up. وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ, اور جب رسولوں کا وقت مقرر ہو جائے اینڈ اٹ ول بی دا ٹائم وین دا اپوائنٹمنٹس ول بی گیون ٹو دا انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ٹو دا رسولز that is one after the other rasuls will come with their ummats on that day and they will present themselves in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and then even the rasuls will be questioned that did you deliver my message which I gave you and the ummats will also be questioned whether the rasul had delivered the message that was given to him so on that day all this will take place لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ اُجِّلَتْ کس دن کے واسطے ان چیزوں میں دیر ہے and then Allah Ta'ala poses a question that for which day has this been all deferred and has been put back that is if Allah Ta'ala wished he could bring Qiyamah forward he could every person when he dies then his small Qiyamah does take place Allah could make that his Qiyamah takes place at that time But Allah in His wisdom and His hikmat, He knew. So He has delayed this day for the one final day. And because Allah has delayed it so much, many people feel that the Qiyamah is not going to come. And they deny that we have been hearing of it so long. Where is it? It's not coming. But Allah says that definitely that which you think has been deferred and delayed, that day is liyawmil fasl. اس فیصلے کے دن کے واسطے it is for that day which is the day of decision making and in front Allah Ta'ala asks can you understand what will be that day of decision making when decisions will be made like for example there is a court case which runs quite long and then the one day comes for judgment and then if a person if he's in doubt, I don't know which side am I going. Am I going to be found guilty or not guilty? What fear there is in that person for that day when the judgment will be announced. So this will be the day of that judgment and every person will be in anxiety that what judgment is made with regard to me. May Allah let us prepare for that day and let us be successful here in this world also and on that day as well.